Rescue workers are back at work on a hole they began drilling last night in an attempt to reach 9 miners trapped more than 200 feet underground at the Kew Creek coal mine in southwestern Pennsylvania. A broken drill bit in that hole had slowed their progress earlier. Pennsylvania Governor Mark Schweiker described the rescue efforts in an emotional news conference today.
We are doing everything we can, mechanically, humanly, intellectually, technologically. We are doing everything that can be done. We are doing everything that can be done as aggressively and as sensibly as can be applied up there.
Pennsylvania Governor Mark Schweiker. Joining us is Jeff Young of West Virginia Public Broadcasting. He is in southwestern Pennsylvania covering the story. Jeff, they were able to clear that passage. How did they do it?
They finally got that broken drill bit up out of that 100-foot deep hole. Earlier, the problem had been the equivalent of a stripped-out screw. If you know when the threads are gone from a screw, they just couldn't grab hold of the bit to get it out of there. And finally, this afternoon, they did. And that puts them 100 feet down. The second drill, which they had started work with earlier this afternoon, had only progressed about half that way down. That leaves them with another 140 feet or so to go to reach that air pocket where they have last heard tapping noises from the trapped miners.
So what's the timetable now in terms of when they actually reach that chamber with the trapped miners?
They hope this puts them a little ahead of the game compared to the progress they were making with the second drilling equipment. Last night, when they first started drilling, they progressed about 100 feet in about 4 hours. So if you push that forward, that's another 6 hours or so. But that's just a guess.
Has there been any contact with the trapped miners in the past 24 hours?
No. That's disconcerting, but the officials keep stressing that the equipment that they're using on the surface is making a lot of noise.
Mm-hmm.
And the tapping sounds are very faint, so it's possible they're tapping away that folks at the surface just aren't hearing them.
How long can these men hope to survive under the conditions that they apparently face down there in cold water or maybe wet in the ground? 55 degrees, I guess, is the temperature in that area?
Hypothermia is a big concern. You keep in mind the accident occurred around 9 o'clock on Wednesday night, and these men have been in wet, cold, dark conditions ever since. Some medical experts from the U.S. Navy were on hand today. They fielded that question and really didn't have a firm answer. They hope that things like individual constitution and will keep these guys alive.
Carry these miners through. These miners were trapped when they accidentally drilled into an abandoned mine shaft filled with water. So one of the concerns, of course, has been the danger of drowning. But I understand that the water levels in the mine are now dropping. Is that right?
That's another sign of progress throughout the day today. They've have large pumps at work to bring the water levels down. They're also pumping air in, which increases the pressure and gets the water out. They think the water level is dropping at a rate of about 1 foot each hour. They still need to draw that down some 10 feet more. That will help enlarge the air pocket enough to allow rescuers to drill into it. Right now, the only thing keeping that air pocket is the air pressure. That's what's keeping the water at bay.
So there's a danger that if they drill into this chamber, they burst that air bubble.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. The compressed air they're pumping in there through a much smaller hole is what they think is keeping the air pocket and thus keeping the men alive.
Mm-hmm. What about the families and the community? How are they coping?
Well, finally, you know, a little good news for them. The Pennsylvania's governor, Mark Schweiker, visited with them to deliver the news about the drilling resuming in the first hole, and an official says a huge cheer went up. The families gathered at a fire hall that's a meeting hall at a fire station in a small community nearby. Two church services are scheduled this evening where people from towns around the area will gather to, you know, give their support and help them through. You know, it's got to be just a marathon of the test of their faith.
Thanks very much, Jeff.
You're welcome, John.
Jeff Young of West Virginia Public Broadcasting reporting from southwestern Pennsylvania, where rescuers continue to try to save 9 miners trapped in a mine accident.